Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this opportunity and privilege I have to be back with you again. Hope and pray that the broadcast today will be a blessing to you and God will speak personally to your heart. I tell you, I'm so thankful He spoke to my heart. I tell you, He spoke to me through the Word of God. The man of God was preaching the Word. I didn't understand life. I didn't understand about anything. I didn't know I was a sinner at the time. I didn't know that if I died, I'd go in sin and go to hell. I didn't know these things until I heard the Word of God. And when I did, I tell you, it brought fear to me, and I'm thankful it did. That's what I needed. I tell you, it also gave me hope. I tell you, I knew not only that I was on my way to hell, if I died, I'd go to hell, but there was hope if I would seek the Lord, if I seek Jesus, you see, and I would ask Him to have mercy upon me, a sinner, forgive me my sins, bring my broken heart and contrite spirit to Him, be willing to give it all up, and I prayed to Him that He would forgive me, save me. And not only that, He would put His Holy Spirit in me, and I would be a new creature in Christ. I had hope because I heard the gospel preached. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the Word, and I got saved. That's how I got saved, because God gave me faith to believe, and I'm thankful I did. I tell you, I've been a new creature ever since, 46 years ago, when that happened to me. And I tell you, it was the Lord, and I tell you, He spoke to me. I was young, very young, but I'm so thankful that He dealt with me young. And I tell you, He dealt with my heart. He's been teaching me from day one. I tell you, I got so much to learn. I got so much growing I need to do. I tell you, if you think you quit growing, you don't have no need, or you pretty much know it all, and nobody can teach you anything or tell you anything, you're in bad shape. I tell you, you're in terrible shape. I tell you, that's what happens. I tell you, the Bible said, pride before destruction, haughty spirit before fall, and arrogancy like that. I tell you, it'll bring you down to the grave. I tell you, it'll put you in a bad place. And God knows how to bring you down, humble you. And I tell you, if you're saved, I tell you, really saved and born again, you need to definitely humble yourself and just let God deal with your heart and let God speak to you. And I tell you, and just do the work of God and just let God teach you is what I'm trying to say today. And there's so many today are not saved, and they're puffed up and so forth. And I tell you, that type of person, the Lord can't help until they humble themselves. But that's what the Word of God will do. It'll bring the things to light. And I tell you, it will humble you if you'll let it. God humbled King Nebuchadnezzar. I tell you, I think it was 7 years that he would live like a beast and so forth. He was a beast like him. But God had mercy upon him. He left the stump there. And I tell you, the other words of his life, and he was able to live and tell about it and have a testimony. But I tell you, he was a man of pride, and he thought he did all these things on his own when God's the one that was able to use him to do the things that God was needing to do at the time. But today my prayer to God is that you have open mind and open heart, what the Holy Spirit will say to your heart today. And I tell you, He's got much to say to you, and I'm thankful that He does. I'm thankful that we have the Word of God today, and we have comfort in the Word, and I'm thankful today to know that God is my refuge and my strength and the very present help in trouble. And I thought about this today, that God is my refuge. I tell you, I can go and I'm safe. I can run to Him. I'm safe. I'm safe from the storm. I'm safe from the devil. I mean, God is wraps His arms around me. I'm already in the palm of His hand, but He's my refuge, and I'm safe there. And I tell you, and He's got great strength, a strength that no one can face Him with. No one can overcome Him. No one can fight God and win. I tell you, Satan and all his forces cannot win. I tell you, they are a defeated foe. But the God I serve is the God that is my refuge, and He's my strength. And not only that, He's my help in trouble. And I tell you, there's constant trouble in this life. And I'm thankful to know that I have help. I have help in the Lord. He is my help. He's my strength. And He's my high tower. And I'm thankful that I can come to Him. He's my high priest. You see, He's that great high priest. And I tell you, I come to Him. The Bible said we can come boldly to the throne of grace. That means I can come knowing that God will hear me when I pray. Not that I'm worthy. He's worthy. But He promised that, you see. So I can come boldly. and confessing my sins to Him and asking for mercy, cleansing myself from my flesh and coming unto Him and asking for help and asking for mercy, asking for forgiveness and asking for strength and comfort and asking for the power of God that I may be used in the service, that He may take this nothing that I am, that He might open up these lips of clay and that He might come and speak through my heart, out of my heart, out of my mind, and through my mouth unto you, that I tell you, He may do a work. I tell you, I can't do it. It's only the Lord that can do it. And I want to humble myself. I want God to use me, and I want His power on me. And He knows my heart today. Before, I tell you, it's because of precious souls that are dying in sin and going to hell. And if we don't reach them, they're going to wake up their eyes in hell, and they'll have no help. They'll have no exits out of hell, and it'd be totally over for them people. And I don't want no one to go to hell, and I don't want my family and my loved ones to go to hell, and my friends and this all the people that I come round about. I tell you, I love them with a godly love that He's gave me. He's gave me a burden for them, and that's why I preach. That's why I'm on the radio today, because I'm concerned for you, my friend. I'm concerned for you and yours, and I want them all to be saved and hear the truth, and I want God's people to be fed and that His word would go forth. Anytime I hear a message from God, from the Lord, and it comes from heaven, it encourages my soul, and I love to hear it, and that's what I want. I want to be a blessing unto you. But I'm thankful that God is our refuge, and He's our strength, and He's our help, very present help. He's very present help. Listen to me. He's not a God afar off. He's a God that's present, and He's a help in trouble. And I tell you, we're going to be in trouble in this life. In this life, we're going to have tribulation. He said, but be of good cheer, little children. I've overcome the world. You see, we've already overcome. You see, oh grave, where is your victory? Oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is your victory? I tell you, God gave me victory. You see, God is my victory. You see, faith is my victory. See, faith in Him. I tell you, He made me new. And I'm saved because of Him. And I tell you, He's my help. He's my present help in time of trouble. Therefore will we not fear. And He said here, though the earth be removed, I tell you, and though the mountains be carried to the midst of the sea, He said, we're not to fear of this. I tell you, we're not to fear of these types of things, because God is our help. God is our strength, you see. He's the one that helps us. He's the one that guides us. And He's the one that protects us. And He's the one that sealed us with His Holy Spirit unto the day of redemption. That means the redemption of our body. When we get out of this body, when we get out of this body and have a new body from heaven, the Bible said that there's going to be a change when He comes. The Bible said He's going to come. He's going to speak the word. He's going to blow the trumpet. It's going to be like a blowing of a trumpet. But He's going to cry and then call His people home. And I tell you, we're going to meet the Lord in the air. We're going to meet Him in the air. We that are saved, thank God for that. He said, we're not going to all sleep, but we're all going to be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling eye, so shall we ever be with the Lord. The dead in Christ are going to rise first. We which lie remain shall be caught up together with Him in the air, and so shall we be with the Lord. That's going to be a gathering. It's going to be a catching away. It's the same thing. It means rapture. We're going to get out of this old vile body, and we're going to be a house from a body from heaven. And thank God, we're going to go right into the presence of the Lord. Be absent from the body means to be present with the Lord. Be absent from this old fleshly body. I tell you, one day I'm going to be with the Lord. And thank God, I'm not going to have to worry anymore. Won't have to face sin no more. Don't have to face the devil no more. And so forth. Thank God, it's going to be a perfect state. And I tell you, be no more sin when we get to heaven. And I tell you, heaven's coming. The Lord's coming soon. But He's coming to get His church out first. That's the next happening. He's getting His church out first. You see, He's already came into this world, born of a virgin made under the law, that He might redeem them that were under the law. You see, so He come and paid the price for sin and become that sacrifice All that believe in him are saved. We're saved from wrath through him, you see? He took away. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. And all that are saved, we have the gift of eternal life. We're going to go to heaven. He's going to get his church out before the great tribulation happens. We're going to have tribulation in this life, but I tell you, we're not going to go through the great tribulation, because God is our refuge. God's our strength. Knowing that God is our author of eternal salvation. He is the one that saved your soul. And the Bible said that the wrath of God abides upon the ungodly, on those that are not saved. It don't abide on his people. I tell you, there's going to be tribulation, saints. A lot of things are going to happen at that time, but that won't be the church. That's another happening. The next happening is going to take place. The church is going to get out. And I tell you, he's going to come and get us out of here. That's what's withholding for the devil and for the Antichrist. Or so forth, the man of sin be revealed. It's the church. It's going to be a gathering. He's going to take the church out before this man is going to be revealed. And I see the church is going to be taken out. And then the devil's going to come and do many great wonders and do exploits and so forth. He's going to have miracles and things. God's going to send strong delusions. At that time, they're going to believe a lie. They won't understand and realize that the rapture's already taken place, that the catching away has taken place. In the book of Thessalonians, it talks about that, where those that they, there was a letter circulating around, or the words that day's already come, and they were troubled about it. And Paul began to tell them to the church of Thessalonica that don't let this worry you like this. He said, this day won't come until there be a gathering before the church is taken out. And I tell you, when the church is taken out, and when the Holy Spirit is taken, takes this church out of here, you see, then that man of sin is going to be revealed. But I'm thankful, no, I'm not going through that time. But I tell you today, most important thing is, my friend, that you're saved, that you're born again, that you really know Jesus as your personal Savior, that you don't just know about him, but you know him personally, that you're born again, and you don't have to worry, because he's going to take care of his own. He's already sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise to the day of redemption. And I tell you, he's going to take care of us. And I'm thankful to know that today. And the Bible said we should not fear, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. He said the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Thank God there is a river that never runs dry. Thank God there's a well of living water, I tell you, that's springing up to everlasting life in my soul. He gave me everlasting life. There's a river. There's the Holy Spirit that comforts me, that makes me glad, that comforts me. And I tell you, makes me know that day's not going to come. That day when he comes like a thief, that won't be for me. That's for the unbeliever. See, I'm looking for his coming. The Bible said that they're looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're looking for him coming. He's going to come leaping upon the mountains, skipping among the hills. The voice of our beloved going to come. He's going to come. And I tell you what, that day's not going to take us. We're not going to be like that, the time of darkness, because we're not of the night, we're of the day. We're the redeemed. We are the saved. We're the born again. God's got light in our soul. We got the Holy Spirit. And thank God when the bridegroom cometh, thank God we're going to be catch out of here, because we got oil in our vessels and our lamps that were burning. And I tell you, that day, that night, the day of night or day of darkness won't come and surprise us, because we're going to be able to go and go on to be with him, because we're ready. We prepared ourselves to meet him, and we got the Holy Spirit. The heathens raised, the kingdoms were moved, and he uttered his voice and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. God's our refuge. My friend today, I tell you, he makes wars to cease and so forth, and he breaketh the bow, he cutteth the spear asunder, he burnt the chariot in the fire. God takes care of us. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Let me tell you, my friend today, if you're not saved, that's the most important thing in this life. Get by yourself somewhere. Get by where you got to go, a closet somewhere, and cry out to God and pour out your whole heart before him. And don't let up till you know you've been saved, because he could come right now and get his church out of here, and you'd be left behind to go through the world's terrible tribulation period. God bless you. I see my time's coming and gone. God bless you in Jesus' precious name, and amen.